From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Residents of Mosul say the center of the Iraqi city is eerily quiet as most people are hunkering down, waiting for the coming battle. Henry Ridgewell has more on the nearby military operation.
Islamic State released a propaganda video Wednesday purporting to show its fighters defiantly patrolling the streets of Mosul. An unidentified militant addresses the camera, warning that the United States will be defeated in Iraq. Despite the rhetoric, Islamic State fighters are rapidly losing ground. Backed by coalition artillery and airstrikes, Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces say they are ahead of schedule in their mission to retake Mosul. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The United Nations says Russia's extension of a truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo does not provide enough time to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to civilians. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said a humanitarian pause Thursday in Aleppo will last from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 3 hours longer than originally planned, to allow civilians and rebels to safely leave the city's eastern side. UN and Red Cross trucks packed with supplies have been sitting near the Turkish border for weeks, awaiting guarantees the trucks can safely deliver relief supplies. Leaders of Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and France gathered Wednesday in Berlin for talks aimed at reestablishing the stalled Minsk peace agreement. The agreement was aimed at reaching a political settlement for eastern Ukraine. Amid escalating tensions between the West and Russia, German Chancellor Angela Merkel invited Russia's president, Ukraine's president, and France's president to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk agreement. This is VOA News.